The campaign's taken a turn towards tax. So far, Labor's got a petrol tax, a water tax, now capital gains tax is coming. A policy they previously ditched, of course, due to its unpopularity. They'll set up a tax group after the election.
I do think there's room for us to look at whether or not we're achieving that fairness in our system. So, yes, I do feel strongly about that.
But the big change here is originally they would have taken the recommendations of that group and put the taxes up for debate going into 2020. Now they're going to introduce it in the first term. Former Reserve Bank economist and blogger Michael Riddell's with us. Michael, good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
So capital gains tax, is that one of those things we're just hopelessly out of step with the rest of the world and it can't come soon enough, or is it highly controversial and highly questionable?
There's probably elements of both. I mean, we're certainly relatively unusual among advanced countries not having a capital gains tax, but there are good arguments for not having one. One of them is that if you're talking about a business or a farm, we already tax the profits of those businesses and farms when they make profits. The value of a company is only the expected future profits that they'll make. So it's double taxation for a start.
And what about the bright line test we currently have? Isn't that a capital gains tax?
Yes, it is of a sort. So, you know, we're along a path. The current government's already introduced the two-year one. Labor was talking about introducing a five-year one anyway. Look, there are some problems in the taxation of housing that probably do need to be fixed up. I don't think the capital gains tax is the right way to go. One of the problems with it is that you get all the revenue in when the economy's doing really well, when you don't need lots more revenue, and then when house prices fall or you get into a recession, the revenue dries up. So it actually complicates the government's own fiscal management.
And does it curtail investment in houses for rentals?
Probably to a small extent, but I think one of the insights that you get from looking across countries is that most other countries do have capital gains taxes. Most other countries that have the same sorts of land supply rules we do have the same sort of housing problems we do. A capital gains tax hasn't solved any of these problems in Australia. It hasn't been catastrophic either. So I think saying it'll be disastrous for the rental market probably isn't right. But it's just no quick fix. It's more of a political shibboleth.
And that aspect of it aside, as far as revenue goes, is it a good revenue gatherer?
Well, it's not if people think they're going to fix the housing market. I mean, the biggest capital gains in the last 20 years in New Zealand have been rising land and house prices. But both the Labor Party and the National Party say they've got a plan to fix the housing market and house prices won't be rising anywhere near as strongly. If house prices aren't going to go up, there just won't be much revenue there.
Now, talk to me about tax in general, because so far we've got the petrol tax, got the water tax, capital gains tax, possible personal income tax, we've got a possible tourist tax, farmers now going to be included in the ETS. All of these taxes, what does it do to an economy? Does it suck it dry or does it make the government richer? What happens?
It depends what they do with the revenue. I mean, I think some of the things that they're looking at are probably sensible from an economic efficiency viewpoint. You know, you want to internalise some of the costs that tourists impose locally. There are some arguments for proper pricing of water. If they used, say, a carbon tax or a capital gains tax to lower other income tax rates, that'd probably be sensible. If they're looking to raise government spending in total, that becomes more of a risk for the overall performance of the economy in the medium term.
Yeah, exactly. Michael, appreciate your time as always. Michael Riddell, the point he makes there at the end is the critical one. If they're spending everything we're making at the moment, and this country's never made more money, and look at the surplus today and the pre-fee. If they're spending that plus taxing extra, when the economy contracts, as it inevitably will as night follows day, then the question to ask the Labor Party is, what do they do? Do they tax more or do they run some deficits, or what are they going to do for all the spending programs? As far as the taxes are concerned, Mike, listening to all of these taxes Labor are looking, I can remember when a vote for the Labor Party was a vote for the worker, obviously not anymore. Can you help me please, Mike? If Labor put a tax on water, does that mean they own it? That's a very good question and the one without an answer at this current point in time. So taxes very much on the political agenda in this campaign of 17 now.